myself to all the wonderful artists, harpists, ladies and gentlemen of the world, but in particular to those who have the good fortune to do business with the best harp company in the world, Lyon and Healy, which, by the way, has a very, very gentlemanly gentleman by the name of Mr. Moore, who is an excellent trumpetist. I know, by the way he talks, that he's excellent. He's kind. He's caring. I owe a lot to Mr. Moore. He helped me bring my troubadour from San Francisco by Eden air freight. Eden, paradise. Eden in the air, flying to New York City to bring ubiquitous God, his heavenly troubadour. God, I am a troubadour. So when I tune my troubadour excitedly, I first let it stand by the window so the harp can feel free. And I understand about feeling free, because my goal is total freedom. When the harp settles and I've sung to it and talked to it for a while, I play it. It's agreeable, but not in tune. What I do next is use each pedal in the troubadour to go a half step up, more to the timbre of my voice, such as it is. And then I put it by the window again and let it see the moonlight and the stars in New York City in a little apartment. The harp has eyes and ears and a soul, an immortal soul, the soul of God himself, who plays the harp in paradise, along with thousands, multitudes of harpists playing their concert harps, and the troubadours, angels dressed in beautiful angels' clothing, some very human, but in my eyes, angelical. And the harp is angelical. And I play it like a concert orchestra, as you can tell by my tapes. To the harpist I say, to the ladies and gentlemen harpists, I say, get ready. He finally walked into Lyon and Healy. Some of you had jokingly expected. But God loves a joke. God loves a joke. God loves a joke. A joke is surprising. joke is subtle. A joke is harp among. Hallelujah. We're almost in heaven.